All right, Niners here at E3, and I've got Casey from AMD. We're actually at the AMD booth, and you guys have made some announcements, and we're going to hear about those a little bit later. But you're kind of a graphics guy, right? Talk to me about AMD and graphics.
You bet. So I'm Casey Gocher. I look after product marketing for the graphics part of our business. And so what we're showing here is our AMD iFinity technology. So as you can see, there's actually five displays running this game, and really makes for an immersive experience, really changes things from just the single display that people have been playing on for years and years.
And so who's going to do this? Who's going to put up five monitors in their PC?
You know, when you're talking about five, that's really going to be the enthusiast or the hardcore gamer.
Yeah.
I think what we're seeing most often is three displays, and you'll see a bunch of displays inside the booth here where it's three displays. But what we wanted to do is really show the art of the possible. Our iFinity technology can support up to six displays on one graphics card.
Tell me a little bit more about the technology.
So there's really a couple things to know. The biggest reason why you would do iFinity is to increase your resolution. You're not increasing just your screen size. Some people have said to me, well, why wouldn't I just put a big screen TV and get a bigger picture? What they don't realize is you're taking the same picture that would be here and you're just making that bigger.
Okay, you're blowing it out.
You're just blowing up. You're blowing up the same resolution to a bigger size, but it's the same resolution.
Okay.
You notice on these, you've got your characters here in the center, but you see all the stuff going on the sides?
Yeah.
The reason that's important is if you're playing a game, you've got enemies coming up on the sides.
Yeah, awesome.
You can see them before they can see you. It gives you an advantage. In addition to that, it's much more immersive. It feels more like you're a part of the game.
And so talk to me about the graphics card before this, the version, and what the difference is between those two. Like, how much of an upgrade are we looking at?
So when we had our 4000 series graphics, which did quite well, when we launched our 5000 series graphics, that's when we came out with iFinity and DirectX 11 and worked very closely with Microsoft to design that architecture. This is our 6000 series, and really what we've done is taken what made the 5000 series special and just increased everything. You know, we've made iFinity more accessible, works with more monitors, easier to configure now than what we've had before. We've increased performance. We've taken better advantage of DirectX 11. Kind of changed some of the architecture on how we actually do the graphics processing to make it more efficient, to get more performance per watt so that you can get more graphics performance on a single card.
And what's the battle? I would think that every PC is so different. They've got different specs. How hard is it to create a graphics card that just works on any PC and gives you the ultimate experience? Is it?
You know, it's not easy, but you guys actually help us a lot by giving us the DirectX API as kind of the target that we're all developing for. So having the DirectX API, which we co-developed with you guys, really makes it a lot easier. How we typically do this, though, is we design the silicon, the graphics processor, and then we work with a group of people that we call add-in board vendors. Companies like Sapphire, XFX, Asus, MSI, I mean, I could go down the list. These are a lot of our partners, and what they'll do is take what we design, and then they'll go out and make a variety of different cards that are designed different configurations for different kind of systems. So we've got cards that can do three displays for $50, and we go all the way up to being able to do six displays, and some of our cards go all the way up to $699, $799 type of price point. So we have kind of a gamut, and the reason we do that is not every person's looking for the same experience, not everybody has the same budget, but it also gives all of our partners an opportunity to really differentiate their offerings for their individual audiences.
And is this graphics card available yet?
This one's available right now. You could buy this today.
Okay, and what do you think is the ultimate gaming experience? If I'm like, I really want to push this graphics card to the limit and see what it could do, what game would you suggest I put in?
You know, the game that I'm enjoying the most that we have here at the show right now is Dirt 3.
There's some
great games, but I mean, that one's really fun. I've had a really good time on that. But I think if you really want to take advantage of iFinity, any of the games where you're playing against other opponents,
yeah,
being able to have, being able to see the field of view, the expanded field of view where you're seeing your enemies or your opponents kind of coming into play,
yeah,
before they see you is really what makes those games fun and special.
And one of your partners at AMD is actually going to come over and talk to us about the processor, right? What's his name?
Yes, Mark Deanna.
Mark Deanna, let's go get Mark. All right, so you're really the processor guy, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, so what do you guys have with regards to processor now?
So here at E3 in 2011, we're actually announcing our new FX brand. And actually, this is the box that it's going to ship in. We don't have a product in it yet, but what's cool about this, especially what's cool about this box in particular, is that it's metal. So we're upgrading a lot of things about the product itself, and we're adding just premium quality wherever you look with the product. And actually, right here on the floor of E3, we have these systems here that are FX powered. So basically, users are going to experience the world's first 8-core product, and they're doing it on this really cool Eyefinity display with a Dirt 3, which is a never-before-been-seen game as well.
And talk to me a little bit about, I mean, go deep, we have a really technical audience, about the tech behind the processor and the fact that it's unlocked and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, well, the processor, like you said, it's the world's first 8-core processor.
Yeah.
It runs off of our new AM3 Plus motherboard. So we just announced a new motherboard in Computex. It's called the 9 Series chipset. And the 990FX is like really probably what your audience would be most interested in. It's a high-end motherboard, very highly inducive to overclocking, as are these parts. So we'll be offering a 4, a 6, and an 8-core part. And really, these parts, we made them for the users. So all of them, the entire FX line is unlocked, meaning you can overclock them all. And now AMD offers a software called AMD Overdrive. And this software, basically what it does, it allows you to overclock this processor inside the Windows GUI. So you don't have to exit out to the BIOS and readjust and then turn the system back on. You can just be in a safe, comfortable environment of Windows and overclock right then and there.
How long does it take you guys to come out with a new version? What's like the R&D, the research? And
Man. So this processor has been in the making for years. It's based on our new architecture called Bulldozer. And basically what that means is that this thing is going to rock the screen and it's going to be incredible right out of the box. But it takes a long time to develop stuff like this, so we're very excited. As you can see, we've done a lot here at E3 around the announcement of this product.
And where's the best place for people to go to get more information? Is this AMD.com?
AMD.com/FX. That's a great place to start. And if they want to learn more about it, they can always wait. We're looking at a launch in late summer. So there'll be news as it comes out. So
very cool. So we're going to hold off till maybe late summer, you said?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get the processor. Thank you so much,
hey,
Mark.
Thank you, Tina.
Have a great show.
Yeah, thanks.
Pretty cool.